Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're also following the news from Washington, where the Labor Department today reported that the U.S. economy added 287,000 jobs in the month of June. That's a big jump from the unusually low May report. And today's numbers are nearly twice what many economists expected. Marilyn Geewax is NPR senior business editor. She's in Washington. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
So quite a bit better than expected.
Yeah, this one was a shocker. Lately, we've been seeing dismal news. You know, we had the Brexit thing when it looked like Europe would be in trouble. And then there was China continues to lag. And even in this country, in May, hiring slowed down a lot. And economists were very afraid that if June was as bad as May, it would start to point towards another recession. But then the numbers came in and wow, Jeremy, like I think even from Boston, from Washington, we could hear those champagne corks popping on Wall Street. The stock prices really shot up. And even the one thing that seems like it might be bad, the unemployment rate went up from 4.7 to 4.9%. That actually is being taken as a good sign because it means that a lot of people who were staying at home, too discouraged to even look for work, they came back into the workforce and started applying for jobs. So even if they're still unemployed right now, at least they're looking. And that makes things seem a lot better than in May.
On the other hand, yeah, as you mentioned May was already a bad report, but it was actually revised downward today to 11,000 jobs. That's the worst month for hiring since 2010. So when you look at what's happening now in the month of June, who is doing the hiring?
It just seems like summer just smacked us in the head or something. I mean, everybody is doing something fun, it would appear, from June's numbers, because there was strong hiring in leisure, hospitality, performing arts. When do you ever hear about that? Sports activities. And that's a real change from past summers. You know, when it was the worst of the recession back in, let's say, summer of 2009, a lot of times we talked about staycations where you would just stay in the backyard right, and pretend you were having fun. Well, everybody got sick of that. And this summer, people are really going out and what they're spending money on is fun.
Do we know if the Brexit vote had any effect on jobs in this country?
Yeah, that's that vote where people in the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, and that happened on June 23rd. Well, this report has data from just before that. It really covers the middle part of June. So we don't really know yet what the Brexit is going to do.
What about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, as it looks at this report and tries to decide going forward what to do about raising rates, which it said it has wanted to do some of this year? Does this lead it in one direction or another?
Yeah, remember that the whole point of the Fed raising interest rates is they want to get things back to normal. They want to have a regular old economy again, not these super low interest
right,
rates. So they started nudging them up back in December, and they had hoped to be raising them this year. But then we got that terrible report in May, so everybody thought, oh, they're not going to do it now, and especially with Brexit. But when you see this kind of strong hiring, now a few more economists are saying, well, maybe we will have a rate hike after all in September, but others say, nah, not until after this election is over. November is still kind of dicey. Probably the Fed will wait at least until December. But, you know, it's up for debate right now.
And we'll see. Maybe there'll be another country leaving the Eurozone even before then. We don't know. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.